The Witness. The fighting had ended, but for Sandokan's most notorious prisoner, the war was not over. Written by Tom Gilling and read by James Saunders. The Second World War had been over for 4 months when Captain Athol Moffat, from Lismore in New South Wales, first set eyes on Captain Hoshijima Susumu of the Imperial Japanese Army. 6 apocalyptic years of fighting had cost the lives of perhaps 60 million people. Among the dead were 2,428 Australian and British prisoners of war at Sandakan in Borneo, where Hoshijima was commandant. In a makeshift courtroom, in reality a tent set up in a coconut grove on Labuan, an island off the coast of Brunei, Hoshijima was going to answer for their deaths. The commandant was marched into court by Gurkha guards from Nepal. "I saw Hoshijima for the first time today," Moffat wrote in his diary. "He is about 5'11" and very powerful build, and his face is more sadistic than I expected. He smiles a lot in a hard, evil way. Looks a smart man." Born 6 weeks before the outbreak of the First World War, Moffat was a barrister when the Second World War began. After enlisting in the 2nd Australian Imperial Force as a private, he served in the artillery before being seconded to prosecute Japanese soldiers accused of war crimes. Hoshijima was 6 years older. A graduate in applied chemistry from Osaka Imperial University, who had gone to work for the Dai Nippon Celluloid Company and was researching the properties of aluminium when he was called up for military service. In a statement tendered to the court, Hoshijima recalled that, "During the 10-odd years I was in school, I was the leader and representative of my class. I was also chairman of the students' committee." He asked for this information to be taken into consideration by the court when you judge my character. During his time in the army, Hoshijima claimed to have always done the work of a person one rank higher than myself. During his school years and the years he spent in uniform, he had never been once punished for breaking any regulations, but instead had always been rewarded and praised for my work. "The reason for this," he said, "was that he had been sincere in all the things that I have done, and had also done everything to the best of my ability." The court at Labuan was open to the Australian press, but Moffat would later say that he was unable to remember seeing a single journalist. The reports of Hoshijima's trial that appeared in Australian newspapers were largely drawn from summaries made by Moffat himself for his military superiors. In his diary entry for the previous day, Monday the 7th of January 1946, Moffat recorded that he only had a few drinks in view of the big job tomorrow. Now, on the first day of the trial, Moffat expressed his determination to see the slaughter of those lads is avenged.